I'd rather live in Bohemia than in any other land, for only there are the values true, and the laurels gathered in all men's view. The prizes at stake and traffic are won by shrewdness or force, or by deeds undone. But fame is sweeter without the few, and the wise of Bohemia are never true. Here pilgrims stream with a faith sublime, from every class and clime and time, aspiring only to be enrolled with the names that are writ in the books of gold, and each one bears in mind or hand a palm of that dear Bohemian land. The scholar first with his book, a youth aflame with the glory of harvested fruit, a girl with a picture, a man with a play, a boy with a wolf he has modeled in clay, a smith with a marvelous hilt and sword, a player, a king, a plowman, a lord. And the player is king when the door is passed, the plowman is crowned, and the lord is last. I'd rather fail in Bohemia than win in another land. There are no titles inherited there, no hoard or hope for the brainless heir, no gilded dullard native born to stare at his fellow with leaden scorn. Bohemia has none but adopted sons, its limits where fancy's bright stream runs. Its honors not garnered for thrift or trade, but for beauty and truth men's souls have made. To the empty heart in a jewel breast, there is value maybe in a purchased crest, but the thirsty of soul soon learn to know the moistureless froth of a social soul. The vulgar sham of the pompous feast, where the heaviest purse is the highest priest, the organized charity scrimps and ice in the name of a cautious statistical Christ. The smile restrained, the respectable cat, where a friend in need is a friend in want, where the only aim is to keep afloat, and a brother may drown with a cry in his throat. Oh, I long for the glow of a kindly heart and the grasp of a friendly hand, and I'd rather live in Bohemia than in any other land.